Scott Harreld is known for his interviews.
Boy, you're asking great questions. I think you're in the right career path, my friend. I really do.
Scott Harreld's SOS Radio podcast starts now.
I think we could all use a little encouragement in the spirit of fearlessness right now with everything that's going on. We're talking about how we find that with author, pastor, and professor W. David O. Taylor this morning on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, great under the circumstances, I guess you could say.
It is an interesting season. Did you have any idea we'd be talking about being open and unafraid when you started writing this book like a year or two ago?
No. I'm hoping it's providential, but I don't want to blame, my title on the global pandemic or vice versa. I'm just going to say it's a wonderful moment of providence.
So the Psalms can be a real guide to life, and your new book's called Open and Unafraid. It really digs into that. I mean, you think about people like King David or King Solomon or Paul, and you think about how it's so easy to put these guys on a pedestal and glamorize their lives because they finished well, but they were walking through the struggle just like we are.
Absolutely. You know, once you start reading the Psalms over and over, you discover that the majority of the Psalms are actually Psalms of lament, and they're Psalms of lament because they recognize that we live in a broken world with a bunch of broken people doing a bunch of broken things, and you need help knowing what to do with yourself, your thoughts, your feelings, your words, and the Psalms are just that. They're, as it were, edited language to give expression to our unedited emotions in life.
Yeah, it's so interesting because King David wrote a majority of the Psalms, right? And so when we dig in, he's going through everything from war to seasons of depression to dealing with adultery to writing about losing children, asking God for wisdom, asking God to go after the enemies that are really trying to stick it to him and undermine him, even dealing with family drama.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that Tim Keller says about the Psalms is that they're the medicine chest of the heart. I think it's a wonderful image to help us understand how the Psalms give voice to everything, as it were, that we would ever feel or fear or want in life. And so it's this wonderful collection of songs that can become either the soundtrack to our lives or a companion of sorts when we are in a pickle or on top of the mountain.
You know, Matt Redman said, I've always loved the Psalms for their defiant devotion, their deep joy, the brutal yet beautiful honesty. And when you dig into things that King David wrote and Asaph wrote, you think about all the drama that we walk through in a season like we're in right now with coronavirus, where there's a lot of uncertainty and fear, and you wonder how it affects the economy, you wonder how it affects your livelihood, you wonder how it changes our future. It's interesting to read about people's struggles, David.
It is. You know, one of the things that I argue in the book is that God has given us the Psalms as a kind of antidote to our original sin, which the effect of it for Adam and Eve and for the rest of us is to want to hide or run away from God or to shut down and shut off from other people. That's the temptation that we feel with our broken hearts and lives. And the Psalms are this gift to interrupt those kind of dysfunctional movements that then lead to more damage and harm to ourselves and to others. And so it's a way to remain vulnerable and open, ultimately to God, but certainly no less to other people.
We're talking to W. David O. Taylor today at SOS Radio, and he's a pastor and he's a professor at Fuller Theological Seminary. You wrote a book really digging into the Psalms. It's called Open and Unafraid. But as you were studying the Psalms, was there anything that really surprised you when you started to really dig in?
You know, one of the things that surprised me, I'm not original in this experience. I grew up in a tradition where you were told that you could only say certain things to God. And usually those were the very respectful, honorable, perhaps appropriate, quote unquote, decent things to say. And the Psalms surprised me by giving me permission to say all sorts of things that maybe to my childhood faith would seem disrespectful, but to a biblical faith is precisely the way that we are intended to talk to God. So it's not just, I thank you and I praise you and you're wonderful and you're holy and I love you, those wonderful things, but also how long and why and have you forgotten me? And it's this wonderful permission to be truly fully human with a God who can very much handle our moments of great agony and maybe our temper tantrums and say, it's not going to faze them. In fact, he welcomes this because this becomes a place in which maybe true healing can happen in our lives.
It's funny how the Psalms show us what a personal relationship with Jesus can be. I mean, David rants and he yells and he dances too. And he praises God and he calls people out and he's praying through this. And it's recorded in the Psalms. That's essentially what this collection of writings is all about.
It is. And, you know, one of the things that Jesus says at the very end of the Gospel of Luke, when he's talking to the two disciples, but he says to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses. Okay, fine. In the prophets, we usually think about that. And then he says, and the Psalms, as if to say the Psalms are both maybe a record of his own prayer life, because as a faithful Israelite, faithful Jew, he would have learned from his parents to read the Psalms. But they all point to him in some ways. In a sense, if you want to be like Jesus, if you want to have a prayer life like Jesus, read the Psalms. That will show you the heart of God and the heart of what it means to be human. And certainly, he will not have the same experiences as the rest of us who are fallen and broken. But in many ways, that genuine, authentic, true heart that we see in the Psalms, he himself also lives out open and afraid before his Father, before the world, before those who accuse him. He remains vulnerable in the ways that the Psalms show us what it means to remain truly vulnerable.
In a time of social distancing from everybody, a lot of us find that isolation brings to the surface some feelings of depression, maybe some feelings of loneliness that we haven't felt in a while. We're actually talking about that with author and professor W. David O. Taylor today on SOS Radio. And David, one of the lies the enemy speaks to our heart during times of isolation is that we're alone. And when you read through the Bible, you see stories of a lot of people who were in isolation. I mean, look at Moses in the wilderness. I mean, look at Adam and Eve after the fall. I mean, look at Paul and all his missionary journeys and being chased after town or writing some of the letters from prison.
I think what you see in Scripture is this evidence of people being alone and perhaps even lonely, but in their loneliness being given a choice to choose to believe that God is with them, that God is nearby, that God is a shepherd, a refuge, a God of angel armies, a protector, all the things that we see God described of in the Psalms, or you can choose to believe that God has abandoned me. And we see Satan tempt Adam and Eve. We see Satan tempt people all throughout Scripture and certainly Jesus. And that temptation in one form or another revolves around this question, do I believe, do I trust that God is with me or do I not? And will I live in light of one or the other? And the Psalms, are, I think, our way to shore up this deep interior lives that we have in this deep inner space where we can choose to accept that God is with us, to believe, to trust, to lean on it, or to live otherwise, which usually ends up being rather destructive in one form or another.
There's so many what-if questions that we've been wrestling through this week. I'm Scott on SWS Radio. We're talking with W. David O. Taylor today at SWS Radio. He's a professor at Fuller Theological Seminary. He's a pastor. It's interesting, when we go through times or social isolation, when there's a lot of layoffs, when there's family members that are sick, you go through a lot of the what-if questions, you know, and it's like we immediately go to the what if God isn't in control, or what if God's not going to show up for me, or what if God's not going to heal me. That's where we tend to jump. But when you read through the Psalms, you learn to ask different questions. It's more like, what if God does show up? What if he does heal? What if he's the person that he says he is? What if he's the only one who's in control? And what if he's the one that can avenge and heal and restore all the chaos that sin has brought into our world?
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think one of the wonderful things about the Psalms, 150 Psalms, and they're often called the Psalms of Praise, but I would suggest that they could also be called the Psalms or the Book of Testimonies, because it's 150 testimonies where one person or community is bearing witness to others. Hey, look, I realize this is hard. I'm in a hard place. You're in a hard place. We're in a hard place. This is a tragic place. This is a grievous place. This is a place that's making me angry or terrified. But let us bear witness to one another of who God truly is. I feel like this is the time, this is exactly the time for us to err on the side, to go above and beyond what we've ever done before, to bear witness to one another, to say, hey, look, no easy answers, never are, but here's how I see God being faithful in my life or in your life. And that's the way I think God begins to minister to us through the relationship, through the body of Christ, through the community, through the family of God.
We're talking about how we live open and unafraid today at SOS Radio. We're talking with author and professor W. David O. Taylor today. And it's interesting because when you read through the Psalms, you sort of find the comfort that you're looking for. You sort of find the openness that life is flawed and there is sin in this world and there are evil people and God can avenge that. God can heal that. God can restore that. But a lot of times when we're praying, David, we go to this place where we seem to repeat the same things over and over and over again. And you're like, how do I get out of this rut? And Martin Luther, years and years ago, said, you know what? You can warm your heart with the Psalms. And that's how you can open up to be ready for prayer and meditation.
Absolutely. And again, you know, that language of the anatomy of the soul or the messenger of the heart or the balm of salvation, these are all phrases that Christians for 2,000 years have used to describe the Psalms. And one of my hopes with the book is to explore enough themes that would resonate with as many of us as possible. So I explore certainly what I call the Psalms of sadness, the Psalms of anger, Psalms of joy, but I also explore the Psalms of enemies, the Psalms of justice, Psalms of life and death, which we are faced with today, as a way to say, hey, we're not the first one to think or feel these things. And there's this tradition, there's this wisdom, there's this life experience the Psalms offer to us to open up new ways of knowing and loving and talking with God that would get us out of our usual ruts of prayer life.
We're talking about building a new prayer strategy today at SOS Radio. We're chatting with W. David O. Taylor. He's a professor at Fuller Theological Seminary. It's interesting because we talk about prayer, but one of the terms you also hear a lot in Christian culture is meditation. A lot of times in secular culture, when somebody says meditation, you're thinking like people sitting on the floor and their arms are up and they're meditating or they're chanting or they're doing some form of yoga. And there's a lot of new age spiritualism that goes along with that stuff. But when you dig into the Psalms and the writings of David, you see that meditation is something that's even deeper than just words of prayer.
It is. It's unfortunate that the word meditation has been either co-opted by other groups to give it a different sense, or that we as Christians sort of think of it in certain ways that unfortunately have nothing to do with Scripture, let alone the Psalms. And what you find in the Psalms is that the language of meditating or the verb to meditate is very much like a dog gnawing on a bone. And if you've ever had a dog or ever seen a dog gnawing on a bone, it's sort of this persistent delight in this thing called a bone. And that's what the Psalms are inviting us to do with God's word, is to gnaw on it. So don't read and then keep going. Don't read in a perfunctory way, just like I did my Bible reading for the day. And don't even just memorize because that's what you were told to do in Sunday school. Gnaw on it. Just read it over and over and sit with it and let it sit with you as a way to really begin changing in this deeper way. I think that's what the idea of meditation in the Psalms is on about.
We're talking about living open and unafraid today with W. David O. Taylor on SOS Radio. And you did a whole lot of research on the Psalms. You actually made a film from one of your mentors, Eugene Peterson, years ago. And your team facilitated a discussion between Bono from the band U2 and Eugene Peterson, talking a lot about prayer, meditation, and the Psalms. And a lot of people have no idea that Bono has a pretty keen intellect into the Psalms.
He does. You know, he had a very genuine experience of conversion when he was a teenager, and it has not left him. He's not been able to shake it. He hasn't wanted to shake that real experience of encountering Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And so I had an opportunity about 5 years ago to sit with him and Eugene Peterson to talk about their Psalms and their love of the Psalms. And it was a marvelous conversation. It was April 19th. A Sunday 5 years ago, almost to the date. 2 days later, back in Texas, waiting at the airport to get my luggage, I open up my phone. I see an email from Bono. He basically says, hey, I need to apologize. I didn't come prepared. Can I make it up to you? Or at least as prepared as you wanted to. I said, well, long story short, not a problem. And so I found him and the band when they were doing their tour in New York City. I met him, Bono, in an art gallery, and he told me that he had spent an hour by himself that morning reading the Psalms. He had spent another hour with the guy who's the chaplain for the band, and he was on the edge of his seat, excited to tell me all the insights and the things he was learning about the Psalms, particularly the Psalms of Ascent. And it was thrilling. He is a very intelligent person when it comes to the Psalms and makes for a marvelous conversation partner.
So as you talked to him, what did he reveal about the Psalms that really grabbed your attention?
Well, the thing that he loves about the Psalms, I think more than anything, is their honesty. And I think he, you know, growing up in Ireland, whether Protestant or Catholic culture, where there's a certain decorum, a certain decency, a certain way that you're supposed to behave that really betrays what's truly going on inside your own heart or your own family or behind closed doors. All the hard stuff of life, it never gets talked about. It just gets glossed over. That just drives him nuts. And he looks in the Psalms, he's like, that's the kind of faith that I want. That's the kind of real faith that I think we all desperately need. So honesty is what he loves so much about the Psalms.
We're talking with W. David O. Taylor today at SWS Radio, and he's a professor at Fuller Theological Seminary. We're talking about being open and unafraid. And in the season we're in right now, it's like fear is contagious. It's like anxiety is contagious. It's funny because you walk through the grocery store and you walk in with a list of like five things and you roll out of there with, oh, I need this and I need this. And what if I don't have this tomorrow or next week? And, you know, if I need like 47,000 rolls of toilet paper, I got bigger problems than the coronavirus.
I think you're right. I mean, I feel it myself, these moments of anxiety that threaten to grow like a cancer inside your heart. And you think, okay, this is just going to get worse and worse, and I'm going to get raw deal here. So I better take care of myself, because at bottom, maybe I don't believe that God will take care of me, or that other people, you know, won't take care of me. And I think the Psalms are a gift. They're a gift to me. I hope that they're a gift to others. And you see something like how Psalm 4 and Psalm 5 are talking to each other in this amazing way, in that Psalm 4 is what's called an evening psalm and Psalm 5 is a morning psalm, as if to say, when we go to sleep, we might be our most vulnerable or most honest with ourselves. And then it's precisely in those moments that the Psalms are saying, present yourself to God, present your heart to God right as you're going to sleep and right as you wake up and you feel this onslaught of needs and desires and anxieties and to-do lists, and you're looking at your phone, and it's right there that the psalm is saying, present yourself first, all that you are, to the Lord who is your shepherd, and trust that he will take care of you, and there is bread for the day.
Well, we're talking with W. David O. Taylor today at SWS Radio. He has a new book it just released. It's called Open and Unafraid. It's the Psalms as a guide to life. And thanks for sharing some of your wisdom today, David.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I do.
You're clear to go. Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store. The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.